September 28, 1929. The first kiss, outpouring between mother and son. How all created things contain each its own outpouring. How for one who lives in the fire it is continuous creation. Divine contentment. I was doing my round in the creation and redemption, and my little intelligence paused when my charming little baby, in the act of coming out of the maternal womb, flung himself into the arms of the celestial mama, and feeling the need to make his first outpouring of love, he surrounded the neck of his mama with his little arms, and kissed her. The divine queen also felt the need to make her first outpouring of love toward the divine infant, and she returned to him the maternal kiss, with such affection as to feel her heart come out of her chest. These were the first outpourings that mother and son made. I thought to myself, who knows how many goods they enclosed in this outpouring? And my sweet Jesus, making himself seen as a little baby in the act of kissing his mama, told me, my daughter, how I felt the need to make this outpouring with my mama. Indeed, everything that has been done by our Supreme Being was nothing other than outpouring of love. And in the Virgin Queen I centralized all our outpouring of love which we had in creation, because, since my divine will was in her, she was capable of receiving, with my kiss, this outpouring of ours, so great, and of returning it to me. In fact, only one who lives in my divine will centralizes within herself the continuous act of all creation, and the attitude of pouring it back into God. To one who possesses my divine will I can give everything, and she can give me everything. More so since, as we issued the creation in an outpouring of love in order to give it to the creature, it lasts and will always last, and one who is in my divine will is as though present in our house, receiving the continuity of this outpouring of ours with the continuous act of all creation. In fact, in order to preserve it as we made it, it is as if we were always in the act of creating it, and of saying to the creature, this outpouring of ours, of having created so many things, says to you, I loved you, I love you, and will always love you. And the soul who lets herself be dominated by our divine volition, upon its wings, unable to contain this, our outpouring of love so great, also pours out and says to us, repeating our same refrain, in your will I love you, and will always love you, always. In fact, aren't all created things outpourings of love which our fiat, as first actor, attested to the creature? Outpouring of love is the azure sky, and by remaining always stretched out, studded with stars, without ever fading or changing, it gives forth our continuous outpouring of love toward the creature. Outpouring of love is the sun, and it pours out our continuous love by filling all the earth with light, and all the effects it produces, which are innumerable, are continuous and repeated outpourings that it attests to the creature. Outpouring of our love is the sea, and as it murmurs, it repeats its gigantic waves, now placid, now stormy. And as it produces so many fish, these are nothing other than continuous outpourings of our love. Outpouring of our love is the earth, and as it rips open to produce flowers, plants, trees and fruits, our love continues its ardent outpouring. In sum, there is not one thing created by us in which there isn't the continuous outpouring of our love. But who is aware of so many outpourings of ours? Who feels herself being invested by our creative strength and touches our inextinguishable flames with her own hand, to the point of feeling the need to requite us with her own loving outpourings for her Creator? One who lives in our divine fiat. For her it is continuous creation. She feels the power of our creative strength which, operating in her, makes her touch with her own hand how her Creator is an act of creating continuously for love of her, making her feel his outpourings never interrupted in order to receive her requital. But who can tell you our contentment when we see that the creature, by possessing our divine fiat, receives and recognizes these outpourings of ours, and unable to contain the great excess of love of our divine outpourings, within our very outpouring of love, forms her own outpouring toward her Creator? Then we feel as though repaid for everything we did in creation. We feel her, in her delirium of love, saying to us, Adorable Majesty, if it were in my power I too would like to create for you a heaven, a sun, a sea, and everything that you created, to tell you that I love you with your same love and with your own works, because a love that does not operate cannot be called love. But since your divine volition gave me everything of all that you created, I give it back to you to tell you that I love you, I love you. And so the harmony, the exchange of gifts, the order, returns between creator and creature, as it was established by God in creation. Now, you must know that, by doing his will, man lost the order, the harmony, and he lost the rights of the gift of creation, because only in one in whom my divine will reigns, since my will is the creator of all creation, wherever it reigns, since the creation is its own, it gives it to the creature by right. But one in whom it does not reign can be called an intruder in its works, and therefore cannot act as the owner, nor give to God what does not belong to her. Nor can she feel all the outpourings of love that exist in the creation, because she does not have our divine will in her possession, which tells her our love story. Without our divine volition, man is the true little ignorant one of his creator, and like the little pupil without teacher. Oh, how painful it is to see man without our fiat! More so, since our creation is our speaker, it is the bearer of our loving kisses, of our affectionate embraces. Oh, how my humanity felt all this while being on earth! As I would go outside, the sun would give me the kiss which my own will had deposited in its light in order to give it to creatures. The wind would give me the caresses, the embraces, which it contained in deposit from my own divine will. All creation was brimful with divine charisms to give them to creatures. And my humanity received everything, giving in return, so as to give vent to so many kisses repressed, embraces rejected and love unrecognized for so many centuries. In fact, since my divine will was not reigning, man was incapable of receiving the good that my will itself had placed in all creation. And my humanity, possessing my same divine will, gave it the first outlet, and received and gave the requital for everything that my same divine will had placed in all creation. And so this is why, as I would go outside, all created things would make feast and, competing with one another, they would give me what they possessed. Therefore, be attentive, and take to heart only living in my divine will, if you want to feel, vividly, what your Jesus tells you about my supreme fiat.